This is Max Heistein at thehealingwaterfall.com. Many of my Facebook friends are massage therapists, counselors, and healers. The other day, one of them posted something that really caught my attention. She said she was puzzled by so many of her colleagues talking about needing to be grounded so as not to pick up negative energy from their clients. She suggested that either there was something seriously wrong with her for not having any such experience, or her colleagues were just really weird. What followed was a series of comments, more than half of which suggested that those energy-feeling colleagues of hers were just silly and had overactive imaginations. The other half were from the energy-feeling colleagues themselves, affirming their experience. We're all wired a little differently, with varying talents, abilities, and sensitivities. Some of us are way out on the end of the scale, and that can make us feel unique or weird, special or wrong, lonely or exalted. When we find a few other people like us who have a similar experience of life, often that's all we need to feel like we do fit in somehow and know that there isn't something wrong with us. I know this is true with people who have extrasensory perception because I've met plenty of them and I fall into that category myself. Lots of people see, hear, or feel things that go beyond the usual senses, and many of those people gravitate toward the healing arts, where those skills can be applied. So it's not unusual to find a massage therapist who feels people's energy. This is not a defect, a sign of mental illness, or a symptom of having been doused with fairy dust. It's a natural sensitivity that can make life a lot richer and more interesting, and can even be helpful. Among my counseling colleagues, it's not at all unusual to find practitioners who do some form of energy work, either exclusively or as an adjunct to their other therapy skills. I also know that for many people, the ability to feel energy may be latent and therefore intentionally cultivated. Put that massage therapist who doesn't feel energy in a room full of people who do, practice together for a while, and pretty soon she'll begin opening up that part of her perceptive mind. Energy sensitivity is a natural part of our operating equipment. We can either come in with it fully turned on and ready to go, or just need a little help getting it started. I can't guarantee that everyone who wants to feel energy will be able to, but I do know that being in judgment about it, being cynical about it, and staying in one's head about it tend to keep that gift out of reach. Feeling energy is part of our intuitive skill set, and intuition operates best when we're relaxed, curious, and open. Judgment keeps it tightly locked out. When we judge something like that, we're essentially telling our own system, "That looks wrong to me. That looks dangerous to me, and I don't want to be one of those weird people who has it." Our system will tend to respond accordingly and keep it shut down. As for myself, would I prefer to go to a massage therapist who can feel energy versus one who can't? Probably, because the one who can is apt to be more sensitive to what my body needs. But ultimately, one who cares about helping me and has found a way to skillfully get her work done is probably the one I'd choose. While I was learning how to open up my own intuitive skill set, I paid a lot of attention to what helped and what didn't. My online course, Intuition Retreat, covers just about everything I know about getting your own intuitive energy sensing abilities turned on. You can find that program and all of my work at thehealingwaterfall.com.